My parents were, well, my father was a South Vietnamese soldier. Since we lost the war, he lost his freedom. He was in a re-education camp for 3 years. But these re-education camps were not camps, per se, but they were actually prisons to indoctrinate the former soldiers or people associated with the former government into the communist system. And my mother, she also did not get along with the communist government because she refused to pay a bribe to a police officer, so she was sent to prison for 2 years. When I was 2 and 3, and my brother was, of course, just 1 and 2. So we missed that part of her life. And then after she came out of prison, it took my parents about a year or so to ask relatives for money so that we could escape, because they decided that there was no future for us in Vietnam. So first I went with my father. We were the boat people. First I went with my father. We went to a beach. This was arranged beforehand. We went to the beach. We swam to the boat. And then once we all got on the boat, there were about 30 other people. And then we started the engine. And it probably alerted the Coast Guards. So we were shot. There were many shots toward us. But it was miraculous because we somehow escaped. And we spent about 7 or 8 days on the sea toward the Philippines. Of course, there were sunny days, but I mostly remember days where there were like these huge storms, and the boats were just, my only description of that is just, it felt like a roller coaster. And we got to the Philippines, and my mom and my brother joined us within a month, and we stayed in Palawan, which is the biggest island in the Philippines. There was a refugee camp there that was set up by IOM. It's the International Organization for Migration. There, we had interviews with many countries, like France, Norway, Finland, Denmark, and the U.S. And then after that, we were accepted to the U.S., so my parents were really happy. so we went to... the organization put us in Boston, and that's, I came to Boston when I was 9, and I went to school there. I went to, I guess, elementary, middle school, and high school, and I went to college in Massachusetts, but it's in a small town in, western Massachusetts. After university, I, moved to New York to work, and lived for 2 years. I lived in Queens, in this part of Queens called Woodside, where there were many, it was a neighborhood full of immigrants and families, which I guess for me, it's always gonna be, I mostly like to live in that kind of neighborhood. It's just nice to see people getting adjusted or already well established in the States, but they prefer to live in these neighborhoods to be closer to, I guess, other people of their origin.